is 5 and 10 on SkyWatch TV for December 7th. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, flushing out the deep state saboteurs. Kind of hinted at this yesterday. Today we can go into a little more depth. There have been several reports in the news in recent days about the Trump administration that have proven to be untrue. That's not really a surprise if you've been following the media's coverage of Donald Trump over the last couple of years. But these have been especially, say, damaging, but not to the president, really to the media outlets that have been reporting this. For example, it was reported that special counsel Robert Mueller had subpoenaed President Trump's bank accounts from Deutsche Bank, the implication being that perhaps there were some financial improprieties between candidate Donald Trump and the Russians during the run-up to the election. That turned out not to be true. It was also reported this week that Paul Manafort, who was briefly the campaign chair for Donald Trump's presidential campaign, it was reported that he ghost wrote an op-ed piece with somebody connected to Russian intelligence. That also turned out to be fake news. And of course, we saw what happened with ABC's chief investigative reporter, Brian Ross, for the inaccurate report that he put out last week, claiming that former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn would testify that candidate Donald Trump had directed him to contact the Russians. Turned out that Flynn actually testified that it was President-elect Trump who gave him that order, which, of course, is what a president-elect should do to try to facilitate a smooth transition between the government of the United States, one administration and another, and its dealings with foreign heads of state. So Ross suspended for a month without pay, as we reported yesterday. So with all of this fake information being leaked to the press, what's going on here? I mean, the information is fake, but the leaks are real. What could be happening is that as the Department of Justice is preparing to release a report by its inspector general, which has been 11 months in the making, that members inside the intelligence agencies of the United States may be trying to flush out the leakers, the black hats, if you will, by releasing false information into a closed system and then tracing where that information ends up. Sort of like injecting dye into an engine to see where, you know, whether it's leaking or into a, you know, a patient before taking an x-ray or, you know. So, in other words, putting the information out there deliberately and then tracking the flow of information in order to flush out these deep state saboteurs who are putting their political preferences ahead of their duty to the duly elected executive official of the United States, the president, Donald Trump. Topic number 4, Supreme Court hears the Baker's case. U.S. Supreme Court heard oral arguments Tuesday on whether or not a Christian baker from Colorado had the right to decline to make cakes for a same-sex wedding, which contradicted his religious beliefs as a Bible-believing Christian. The 9 Supreme Court justices, as you would probably guess, are divided on the issue. The liberal justices worried about trampling on civil rights, while the conservative justices are more concerned about the infringement on religious liberty. U.S. Solicitor General Noel Francisco, who represents the Trump administration before the Supreme Court, said that the administration would like the court to make a narrow allowance so that business owners are not forced to take part in events that violate their religion. We'll see what happens. Decision in this case expected in the spring. Topic number 3, Senator Franken is pressured to resign by other Democrats. On Wednesday, 7 women Democratic senators turned on their colleague, Senator Al Franken of Minnesota, demanding that he resign after another woman came forward to accuse him of inappropriate behavior. The senators, Democrats Kirsten Gillibrand, Kamala Harris, Mazie Hirono, Patty Marie, Claire McCaskill, Tammy Baldwin, and Maggie Hassan, all issued statements demanding Franken's resignation on Wednesday morning. The latest accuser, a former Democratic congressional aide, claims that Franken forcibly tried to kiss her after a recording of his radio show back in 2006. Franken's office issued a brief emailed statement Wednesday morning saying that he would make a statement on Thursday. No details on what that announcement would be. Topic number two, an artificial intelligence creates its own artificial child. A Google supercomputer has created its own AI child that's capable of outperforming humans in specific tasks. The tech giant's computer-made system, called NASNet, is able to identify objects such as people and cars just by scanning images and video. And it's capable of doing it with a success and accuracy rate of over 82%. That's something the company says is better than any other man-made AI system. And this breakthrough will have a huge impact on such systems. Also has some very interesting, possibly disturbing applications in the world of surveillance and intelligence gathering. Experts say the findings show that automation is the way to create the most accurate AI systems, meaning artificial intelligence creating artificial intelligence. You see, NASNet, this Google system, was written by another Google artificial intelligence called AutoML. Now, the problem could... here's the question that we have. What happens when these artificial intelligences are writing software faster than we humans can figure out what those AI systems are actually doing? Remember earlier this year, we reported on Facebook having to shut down two AI systems that were communicating with each other, developed their own language, apparently, that the techs could not understand. So rather than let them continue to plot whatever they were plotting, they shut them down. What happens when that happens off the radar of the techs that are supposed to be monitoring the AI? The AIs figure out if the humans catch wind of this, they might try to shut us. This sounds like the premise to a really frightening science fiction film, except that it's happening. We talked about this and stuff like this last night at Morningside Church. More on that in just a minute. And topic number one, speaking of unintended consequences, in Britain, genetically mutated rats could be deployed there to try to deal with a problem with the rodents. Scientists have launched a project to find out if genetically editing the animals could be a more humane way of keeping them under control. Figures released last week from the London councils, there's like local governments inside London, show that they're receiving about 100 complaints a day about mice and rats, which is an increase of 10% over a year ago. Now, exterminators are already using some pretty powerful poisons, but the rats are developing a tolerance. I mean, if the most potent poison you've got doesn't kill the rat, then what? And then you've got the unintended side effects that these poisons become a danger to other animals, including pets and possibly children if they're not deployed correctly. So researchers at Edinburgh University are investigating a process called gene drive, where the genetic line of the rats is modified so that the next generation is sterile. Similar approach already being used in mosquitoes here in North America and in South America to try to combat the spread of the Zika virus and malaria, among other things. Technology uses the gene editing process called CRISPR-Cas9, basically cutting and editing the genetic code of the rats. The problem is CRISPR-Cas9 is not precise. Researchers are finding that errors are introduced into the genetic code when this is done, and the law of unintended consequences being what it is, one must ask the question, what could possibly go wrong? Are you familiar with the horror film called Mimic, in which genetically modified cockroaches are introduced to try to combat the spread of a disease? And the cockroaches figure a way around the genetically programmed extinction that the researchers thought they'd plugged into their gene code. Again, that's fiction, but the science is pursuing the same track as the... reality is becoming as strange as, if not stranger than, fiction. Well, reports like this, including our weekly looks at science into the multiverse and Sci Friday, can be delivered right to your smartphone or tablet at no charge to you. The SkyWatch TV mobile app is a free download for iOS, that's iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch, the Windows phone, Android phones and tablets, and the Amazon Kindle Fire tablet. You'll find links to all of those app stores at skywatchtv.com. Look in the top menu bar where it says mobile app. And in that same top menu bar, you'll also find links to Roku and our Apple TV apps with instructions there on how to add the channels, the Skywatch TV channels, to your Roku or Apple TV accounts. Now, mentioned Morningside Church. Last night, Sharon and I spoke as part of their regular evening services there. Essentially did a live version of Sci Friday, talking about how science, even though it's a wonderful tool for understanding God's creation, is also becoming a tool for ambitious scientists to try to redesign God's creation and the problems that can lead to. Now today, Thursday, beginning at noon Central Time, Tom Horn joins Sharon and me at Morningside for recordings of upcoming episodes of The Jim Baker Show. And we'll be talking about science, transhumanism, and also the new book by Josh Peck and me, The Day the Earth Stands Still, Unmasking the Old Gods Behind UFOs, ETs, and the Official Disclosure Movement. So a lot of stuff to talk about you don't normally hear about from Christian media. That's why we do it, because science and the UFO phenomenon are, for some people, for many people, becoming an alternate 21st century sci-fi religion. The Bible answers the big questions. Where did we come from? Why are we here? What happens to us when we die? Science claims it has those answers. And so do some of the true believers in the UFO phenomenon. So that will be streamed live to the web, ptlnetwork.com. But of course, we'll be those shows will be broadcast within a couple of weeks. If you're in the area, by the way, the recording session is free and open to the public. If you need directions, you can find those at the website for the Jim Baker Show, jimbakershow.com. It's about half an hour outside of Branson. So if you're in the Branson area and you want to stop by and see us, we'd love to meet you. Tomorrow, recorded from Morningside, Science Sci Friday with my best friend, Sharon K. Gilbert. Until then, thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is Skywatch TV.
Three very mysterious shiny lights have police and residents puzzled.
This pilot who flew Barack Obama says UFOs are real, and he's seen one firsthand.
The triangular-shaped flashing object appears to be floating above the capital city.
So this large disc,
oh yeah,
massive, it was following you.
It was pacing us. Here's this giant red ball just above the clouds.
Unbelievable.
Oh, it was.
Four different species, at least, had been visiting this planet for thousands of years.
For the first time in history, the disturbing truth behind the push for official disclosure of extraterrestrial intelligence and UFOs has been uncovered. For years, religious and secular researchers have tried to determine how the world would react to a genuine extraterrestrial reality. But what if their conclusions are wrong? Humankind has defined them as devilish creatures. Yet something even more diabolical is occurring. What if there's a difference between ancient demonic phenomena and the question of extraterrestrial life? It was hinted at in the WikiLeaks.
People really want to know what the government knows.
I have said I want to open the files as much as we can.
A reality that lurks in the shadows that will soon come to light. A truth so shocking, it threatens the destiny of every soul on planet Earth. You must ask yourself, why now suddenly is seeking to answer the question of UFOs life-threatening?
This is another investigator who is getting very close to information on official disclosure that's now been found dead.
I've talked to a lot of pilots here, and they've all admitted that they've seen UFOs, but they kind of keep quiet about it.
The government discounts every single report that ever seems to come out, every UFO report.
I'm about the only person willing to get in front of a camera and talk about the UFOs that were flying overhead.
Promises of earth-shattering news are being quietly whispered by scientists and government insiders. Is something about to happen that was prophesied in the Holy Bible? This November, internationally acclaimed best-selling authors Josh Peck and Derek P. Gilbert
peel back the lid on an astonishing cover-up and expose on a most insidious deception. In The Day the Earth Stands Still, unmasking the old gods behind ETs, UFOs, and the official disclosure movement.
The holidays are rapidly approaching, and now's your chance to save big on the largest Skywatch TV giveaway of the year. We're proud to announce the Day the Earth Stands Still Ultimate Collection. When you purchase the Day the Earth Stands Still from Skywatch TV, you'll also receive Josh Peck's most significant work in the new compilation book, Unraveling the Multiverse. Also back in print through Defender Publishing for the first time ever, Dr. Michael Heiser's breakthrough books, The Facade and The Portent. But we're just getting started. You'll also receive the brand new, top secret 5-volume DVD collection, Project Stargate. This unprecedented series of never-before-released confidential interviews features 12 of the world's leading authorities on UFOs, so-called aliens, gods, and the coming day of contact. You'll be amazed as we go behind the scenes to ask experts what they really believe is coming. Watch as men with security clearances like Dr. Chuck Missler share for the first time what they know. Then take notes as Dr. Michael Heiser, the late Chris Putnam, Russ Dizdar, Joe Jordan, L.A. Marzulli, Daryl Sims, Gary Stearman, and others weigh in on what will soon cause the world to stand still in awe. And yet, we're still not finished. You'll also receive Dr. Thomas Horn's presentation, The Secret Vatican and Alien Antichrist Connection on DVD, the digitally re-released legendary 20-hour audio series, Official Disclosure, the DVD presentation, Quantum Physics in Prophecy, and 2 free brand new gift books to add to your library or to give away as gifts this holiday season. Sold separately, this colossal special offer holds a retail value of over $300. But it's yours now for a very limited time at only $39.99 plus shipping and handling. So don't delay. This avalanche of holiday gifts is perfect for the serious researcher in your life, but is only available while supplies last. So take advantage of this, the largest Skywatch TV giveaway of 2017, while you can when you purchase the Day the Earth Stands Still Ultimate Collection, now at the Skywatch TV store. Order online or call 1-844-750-4985.
It's Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.